In addition to her degree in journalism, Ada Spratlin has also earned a certificate in disability studies from the University of Georgia. Following, Ada discusses the certificate and what it's like to be a student with different abilities at UGA.
It's just a few courses that we take that help us better understand a community that's one of the largest communities, minority groups in the country, in the world, because disability is something that affects everyone. It does not discriminate gender, race, ethnicity, religion, anything. It's something that everybody can get, but it's something that not a lot of people understand. And so with the certificate here mostly focuses on intellectual disabilities, which is something that I'm not familiar with. So I thought, why not better understand a group that's in the same minority group as myself, but I don't understand them as what they go through as well as I do with my own physical disabilities. Knowledge I've learned has actually helped me in situations because I've been dealing with, I'll say, inquiries of people for as long as I've been an amputee. People, some of them rude, some of them kind. But my one rule for myself is that, I like it when people ask me what happened, not question everything, not have it in their minds where they whisper about it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And, I would rather people be informed than just have the question in their mind and not know. It's taught me so much more than I thought I could learn, because I thought, hey, I know everything about disabilities. I've been doing this a really long time and everything. But it's something that I feel like everybody kind of needs to know about, mm-hmm. and especially us journalists, because mm-hmm. people aren't the same, and you can't write a book that about this is how you interview a person, this is how you interact with a person, because not all people are the same. Mm-hmm. And so that's the biggest thing I've learned. The biggest thing that I think people should know is that do not limit a person with a physical disability, because they're not limiting themselves. We will accomplish something that we have set up in front of us. We won't accomplish it the same way, but we will accomplish the task. It's just don't limit. Mm-hmm. And because we don't have disabilities, we have different abilities. Mm-hmm. So, and we use those. We use everything that we are given to the fullest. And my left hand, I use it to the fullest because it is strong. It does everything. My left arm, it does everything. And so, and with that, just physically, I'm using this to the fullest, but my brain, it works in a different way than anybody else probably could imagine that it works. And it's thinking of 1,000 steps when it accomplishing a task, and how to modify it and how to better represent what I am trying to accomplish. I feel like the UGA has actually grown in the amount of people with disabilities since I first got here. Hmm. I don't know why I think that, but it feels mm-hmm. like now I see more people with disabilities. Hmm. And what I think would be so great is for the University of Georgia to have a representation of what society looks like, and that's a society that's filled with people who are different, who have disabilities, who look different, that have, race, gender, everything. And so, and I think we're getting there, but, there are kids with disabilities who are some of the smartest people I've ever mm-hmm. met, and I think, there needs to be more acceptance of people who look different, so.
Well, Ada, thank you so much.